Happy Easter, this is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 93. The Lord rules, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed, clothed with strength. Yes, he set the world firmly in place, it won't be shaken. Your throne is set firm for a long time, you are eternal. Lord, the floods have raised up, the floods have raised up their voices, the floods raise up a roar. But mightier than the sound of much water, mightier than the sea's waves, mighty on high is the Lord. Your laws are so faithful. Holiness decorates your house, Lord, for all time. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Exodus 12, verses 14 through 27. This day will be a day of remembering for you. You will observe it as a festival to the Lord. You will observe it in every generation as a regulation for all time. You will eat unleavened bread for 7 days. On the first day, you must remove yeast from your houses, because anyone who eats leavened bread any time during those 7 days will be cut off from Israel. The first day and the seventh day will be a holy occasion for you. No work at all should be done on those days except for preparing the food that everyone is going to eat. That is the only work you may do. You should observe the festival of unleavened bread, because on this precise day I brought you out of the land of Egypt in military formation. You should observe this day in every generation as a regulation for all time. In the first month, from the evening of the 14th day until the evening of the 21st day, you should eat unleavened bread. For 7 days, no yeast should be found in your houses, because whoever eats leavened bread will be cut off from the Israelite community, whether the person is an immigrant or a native of the land. You should not eat anything made with yeast in all your settlements. You should eat only unleavened bread. Then Moses called together all of Israel's elders and said to them, "Go pick out one of the flock of your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the bowl, and touch the beams above the door and the two posts with the blood in the bowl. None of you should go out the door of your house until morning. When the Lord comes by to strike down the Egyptians and sees the blood on the beam above the door and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over that house. He won't let the destroyer enter your houses to strike you down. You should observe this ritual as a regulation for all time for you and your children. When you enter the land that the Lord has promised to give you, be sure that you observe this ritual. And when your children ask you, 'What does this ritual mean to you?' you will say, 'It is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord.' For the Lord passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt. When he struck down the Egyptians, he spared our houses." The people then bowed down and worshiped. Today's New Testament reading comes from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 11. "Brothers and sisters, I want to call your attention to the good news that I preached to you, which you also received and in which you stand. You are being saved through it if you hold on to the message I preached to you, unless somehow you believed it for nothing. I passed on to you as most important what I also received. Christ died for our sins in line with the Scriptures. He was buried and he rose on the third day in line with the Scriptures. He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, and then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once. Most of them are still alive to this day, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. And last of all, he appeared to me, as if I were born at the wrong time. I'm the least important of the apostles. I don't deserve to be called an apostle, because I harassed God's church. I am what I am by God's grace, and God's grace hasn't been for nothing. In fact, I have worked harder than all the others. That is, it wasn't me, but the grace of God that is in me. So then, within you, whether you heard the message from me or them, this is what we preach, and this is what you have believed." Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they could go and anoint Jesus' dead body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they came to the tomb. They were saying to each other, "Who's going to roll the stone away from the entrance for us?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, and it was a very large stone. Going into the tomb, they saw a young man in a white robe seated on the right side, and they were startled. But he said to them, "Don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He has been raised. He isn't here. Look, here's the place where they laid him. Go, tell his disciples, especially Peter, that he is going ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you." Overcome with terror and dread, they fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone, because they were afraid.
O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior. More abundant and free. We turn our eyes, see the darkness bow to light, and we will rise, yes, we will rise. Love has overcome the night. Though death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. And over us sin no more has dominion. His word shall not fail you. He promised. Believe him, and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation to tell.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this Lenten season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today, as we depart this time, go with these closing words from Psalm 66. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praises to the glory of God's name. Make glorious his praise. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Happy Easter. We'll see you tomorrow. He is risen. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was We Turn Our Eyes, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.